pecans, walnuts,
right.
Hickory nuts.
Mm-hmm. There's a kind that's in a candy bar called a something joy.
A cashew nut, but we don't have it around here.
It's a Peter Paul candy bar. They make a blank joy. It's a thin, flat nut. It's kind of eye-shaped. And there's one kind that's called a Jordan something, unless you call it a Jordan something.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not a thing in the world, but the peach seed, only it's not bitter.
The A-L-M-O-N-D is what I'm trying to get you to say. How do you say it?
Almond.
Okay. Is that Jordan or Jordan, almond? I never heard it pronounced.
I call them Jordans, of course.
Of course. Well, I say Jordans because of my mother's mother. Back to the walnuts. When they fall off the tree, they've got this soft outer cover. What do you call it?
Husk.
And then what is the hard inner cover?
Oh, that's shell.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of fruit that's about as big as an apple that you make juice out of?
Avocado?
You drink it for breakfast.
Oh, orange.
Mm-hmm. And if there had been some, and you went and looked in the refrigerator and there were no more, you'd say, why the...
I said, covered is bad, but see, you mean if you had oranges and they were all gone, Mama, you can keep that half.
Whoops. Oh, dear. Where did that come from, do you suppose?
I know. Do you know? I'm trying to see. Came out of my brush. Mm. They told me if you put it out in your flower bed, it'll keep the bugs away. So I've got a little, every time I get it out of my brush, I take it out here and put it in a certain spot, and I'm trying to see if it works.
Does that work? I'm going to have to try that.
The man at the barbershop said to come out regularly and pick up the hair. They save it. Put it in a box back here.
I'm amazed.
Just heard it, so I'm trying.
Let me see what it did. You put the hair on it, and it keeps keeps rabbits and deer.
Mm. Well, I don't have any rabbits or deer. Oh, I didn't know you had a cat. Oh, he's beautiful.
He's been sick. He's not feeling too hot.
Is he very old?
No, he's a year old.
Hmm. He's big. Gee, he's big. Maybe he doesn't like the hot weather.
Well, we had to take him to the hospital. Sprained his shoulder or something. I don't know.
Come on, kid. Poor kid. Give me some lunch. You want your lunch?
He is pretty, though.
His name's Tom Tom.
Oh. Okay, to get back to the foods. What is the little red vegetable that's peppery and you cut up in salads? It's hard. White inside.
Cranberry?
It's a vegetable.
Oh.
It's kind of hot tasting.
Pepper.
It's...
Vermilion?
Mm-mm. Starts with an R. R-A-D.
Radish?
Yes.
Some of them are white.
And then the red things that we had in the salad at lunch are...
Tomatoes.
And do you have a name for the little tiny ones?
We had Lady Brooks batch of them yesterday. Called them. Oh, what's the name of those things? Potted tomatoes.
Did you ever hear them called Tommy Toes?
No.
That turns up a good deal. It's surprising to me because it's something I never heard. And they mean the
just
little tomato.
Just change the syllables. Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to spell it. We've made up a spelling for it.
The same as tomatoes, only you pronounce it different syllables.
Well, in order to show that you pronounce it differently, though, we're trying to make up a new spelling for it.
Well, Mom, you ever heard of a kind of tomato called Tommy Toes? That's in a different area, not around Columbus.
I think it's more in the north, and not the north, but the north part of the south, like Upper Georgia or maybe North Alabama and that kind of area. Then with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Mm-hmm. What is the kind that's yellow inside?
That's a sweet potato. Mm-hmm. A yam.
All right. If you just said potato, which kind would you mean?
I said it would be the regular potato, not the sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. Fine.